guys, welcome to the Tammy Hudson-Pillar podcast. Well, I'm so excited about today's topic. As you know, last week we started a topic called Paradigm Shift. And in the midst of what we're all going through, this COVID-19 pandemic, epidemic, shift, change, pressure, stress, all that we're going through right now, it's just been a difficult time. And last week I talked to you about really the vision that God gave me at the beginning of COVID-19 and the three arrows that the enemy shot out, that of fear and dissension and confusion over society, over humanity. And I want to break that down a little bit. I want to talk to you about paradigm shifts. You know, we all have paradigms. Paradigms are our belief systems. They're what we build our life on. The actual definition is your perspective or a set of ideas. A paradigm is a way of looking at something. So it's the way you look at it. It's the lenses through which you look at something. It's your conviction. Well, a paradigm shift is just the opposite. It's taking what you assumed or thought to be true and shifting with a new insight or wisdom or revelation. And I think that's what's happening right now with what we're going through here in 2021. A lot of us have paradigm shifts. And really, one of those shifts that I've seen happen here locally and I think nationally and even globally is the issue of anger. And I want to talk to you about anger today because I think a lot of people are angry. Maybe it starts with frustration or aggravation, but it can turn into anger. It can turn into resentment. And why? Why now? Well, I think COVID-19 has precipitated this. Things like mask, dirty looks, the pressure to be in the grocery store and somebody look at you if you have a mask on or somebody look at you if you don't have a mask on. You know, we've all been subject to this judgment that we have. Come on, let's just be honest. I go on prayer walks, as you guys know, that's part of my life. So every time I go on a prayer walk, I might pass someone with a mask, a double mask, and I think, oh my gosh, you're out here in nature. No one is around you. Why do you have a mask on? And I'm sure they look at me and they think, why aren't you considerate of me? Why don't you care about me? Why don't you put a mask on? And that's just caused a lot of anger. It's caused a lot of resentment. Things like vaccines. Some people believe in the vaccine. Some people are anti-vaccine and they say, I don't want to put that in my body. And you say, why wouldn't you be responsible? Why are you a selfish person? And why don't you care about me? So all of this anger is brewing. I've seen it here locally in our community, in our church. I've seen it with friends and families. And this opposition with one another over things like masks and vaccines. What about schools? What about opening schools or not opening schools? What about what we're all going through, whatever state you're in right now in your school boards and trying to force certain agendas with CRT or gender? And there's all of this tension. Come on, can you just feel it already brewing? What about on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter? And you'll retweet something and somebody will say, I can't believe you feel that way. And it was one of your best friends. And you've never had tension in your relationship before, but all of a sudden now, you are on two different sides of the fence and all of this anger is brewing. Well, what happens is you might have had a paradigm shift. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. You know, there's some things that we do with our anger. Now, you might say to me, Tammy, I'm not angry, I'm frustrated. I'm not angry, I'm disappointed. But what happens is those emotions can move into anger so quickly. And before long, it sits in your soul. It sits in your spirit. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm an angry person, but I have been angry lately. And the reason I know that is because I just kind of erupt. I say something quickly, or I lash out, or I think a thought I've never thought before. And I think what's happened while we've had these last 15 to 18 months where a lot of us been in our home more, many of us are just starting to get out, but I think that it has settled in our soul. And I think it has built walls of resentment and walls of anger around us. And I want to talk about that. So some of us might use suppression. So we suppress the anger down. I'm not an angry person. I don't get angry. And we suppress and we suppress, not even realizing that it's going to manifest itself in a knee-jerk reaction, in a thought. If you aren't suppressing, maybe it's aggression. Maybe you really have become an angry person. And you're lashing out. You're lashing out at a child. You're lashing out at a parent. You're lashing out at a friend. Listen to me. I can't tell you how many texts I've received from friends and family recently who have said to me, "Mom or Tammy, I'm so sorry that I responded that way. I felt angry." Literally, that has happened. And that's why I'm doing this podcast today, because we have to talk about this. We have to respond to what's happening. So aggression comes out. Or digression. How about this? Where you digress away from something. That means you just step away from it. So you're really not dealing with it. You're digressing from it. Digression means you sidetrack to divert attention from the topic at hand. So you think you're putting it out of your mind. You think you're moving away from it, but it's still brewing. It's still stirring. It's still manifesting. So we talked about suppression, aggression, or digression. But what if we deal with confession? What if we start right here and we just confess, honestly, I've been angry. I have been upset and I see it in my life. Let's talk a little bit about that. See, confession just means you're agreeing with God about the truth. The truth of the matter is most of us right now are a little more stressed out, confused. And remember, let me go back to how I started this whole podcast last week with you, that the enemy had three arrows he was targeting at humanity: fear, dissension, and confusion. All the enemy wants to do is get you. He doesn't care how he gets you. He just wants to get you. So it could be with fear. It could be with confusion. It could be with this aggression and repression and all these things that you're doing. He's working on you. So let's just stop right now. Breathe. Let's just agree with God that the truth is we've all gone through a change over the last several months. It's not natural and it's not normal what we've been going through. There is a pandemic. There is a virus. It is mutating. It looks now it's gone from what we've labeled COVID-19, and now they're relabeling, rebranding the Alpha, now to Delta. Delta is out that. So it's now mutated into a new form of COVID. So if you have a cold, you possibly now could actually have a strand of COVID. Listen, guys, that's all we're thinking about. You get around someone that coughs or someone that sneezes, and all of a sudden you say, "Oh my gosh, are you sick?" And then the person feels like, "What are you saying? I have COVID. I don't have COVID. I just have a cold." And there's this tension that starts to rise between people that the enemy is just trying to bring dissension. So let's start with confession. I want to give you a couple verses on anger. And I love the book of Proverbs. Maybe you've heard me say this, but if not, it's a great tool to use in your life. There are 31 Proverbs in the Bible. And a proverb is just a way to live life. It's a truth-telling way to live life. So there's 31 Proverbs. So you literally can read a proverb a day all month long. Just pick up whatever proverb it is that day. Don't feel bad if you miss a day or a week or even a month or two. Jump into the day. So whatever proverb that is. But did you know that Proverbs have so much to say about the topic of anger? And I want to just read a couple scriptures that I think are really beneficial. Number one, Proverbs 14:29, the Bible says, "Whosoever is slow to anger has great understanding." Now, when you read a proverb, just take a moment and let it minister to your soul. Meditate on it, break it apart, think about it, let it absorb your heart. "Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding." That means you realize the enemy's trying to do something here. He's trying to use anger to get you. So be slow in your anger. Understand what's happening. It says, "But he who has a hasty temper exalts in folly." You're just a fool if you exude anger, if you act on your anger. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So again, we're quick to respond, "Which is what I think, and I have a right to think this way, and if you don't like it, then unfriend me." Do you see how quickly that stirs up anger in your soul and those around you? Proverbs 15:18, "A hot-tempered man stirs up strife." So are you hot-tempered? Now listen, I'm trying to be as honest and real with you through these podcasts. You have every right to be right now. It doesn't makes sense what we've been going through. It's not natural, but you've got to move from the natural realm into the supernatural realm. You have to ask Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you and to change your mindset and to help you understand and to move through this. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, and can you see him stirring it? That's why I love to read the Proverbs and let him come to life. He's stirring up his anger. He's just stirring it up. He's getting ready to serve it to somebody, right? But he who is slow to anger quiets the contention. See that? He who is slow to anger quiets the contention. Proverbs 16:32, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. You are better than the mighty. Whoever you would think is a mighty man, a leader, you know, someone that you admire, do you know that if you are slow to anger, the Bible says that you are better than a mighty man? And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Hey guys, we've got to learn to rule our own spirit. Tammy, stop. Think. Breathe. Do not respond. But don't let it sit in you. Get rid of it. We're going to talk about that in a moment. I'm going to give you some tools. We're going to go a little longer in our podcast today because I think it's so good, and I don't want to cut short this topic. A couple more I want to give you. Proverbs 19:11. Good sense makes one slow to anger. Ask yourself, does this even make sense? Why am I acting and responding to somebody on social media that I don't even know or I like? Why am I getting in this battle? Why am I becoming like these people? Stop. Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. Guys, don't get in somebody else's war. It's not worth it. Now, there will be things and battles and topics that you need to be involved in. I'm going to talk to you about that in a couple weeks on our podcast, the battle that you need to get involved in. We need to do something. But do not take on someone else's aggression if it's not your battle. And then Proverbs 29:11, a fool gives full vent to his spirit. A fool. Are you a fool? Are you stupid? Are you ignorant? Are you someone who's just following along with everyone else? A fool gives vent to his spirit. So if all of this poison is in you, are you going to allow it to take over your life? Are you going to respond with a foolish thought and a foolish mouth? But a wise man quietly holds it back. I have to learn, you know, there's a Bible verse I use all the time, and it says, put a watchman over my mouth, O Lord, guard the door of my lips. That's a proverb. I try to memorize these proverbs. So God, please put a watchman over my mouth. Would you guard the door of my lips? I do not want to respond in a way that I'm going to have to go back and then ask someone to forgive me and then wonder what people think about me. Do you realize the mess that you make that you have to clean up later if you don't think first? So those are very, very powerful proverbs I want you to look at. I want to close today with a few tips that I think are really helpful. Actually, they come from the Mayo Clinic. And it's an article that I read on anger. And here's some just tips that they give if you feel that you're struggling with anger. Number one is think before you speak. Now, what I love about all of these is they're biblical, and they may not even realize it. They're biblical truths. But number one, stop before you speak. Just like that scripture I just said, put a watchman over my mouth, guard the door of my lips. Before you get in the war, before you respond, before you get on social media, before you lash out at your children or your husband or a friend, stop and think before you speak. What is the fallout of what I'm getting ready to say? Is there any? Number two, once you're calm, then you can express your anger. So don't give in to the heat of the moment. Think about it, rehearse it. A lot of times I will actually write down my response and I'll reread it and I'll go, Tammy, that doesn't sound good. You're going to really upset people more than they're going through right now. Think before you respond. So once you're calm, then you can express your anger. Next, this I love. It says, get some exercise. A lot of times when I'm really angry, if I go out and either go on a prayer walk or go into my gym or get on my stationary bike or go for a bike ride, process it through, let my heart rate come down, let my emotion level come down, literally practice what I'm going to say. After I've had some exercise, I'm actually a lot more calm than I was in the middle of my anger. Now listen, again, this is so important, and the reason I'm talking to you about it is, as both a pastor and a life coach, I know people are going through this right now, and I know people are dealing with anger. Number four, take a time out. That's what it says, take a time out. So again, similar to what it said to get some exercise, you need to just go on pause. Do you know a lot of people are getting off social media right now, just taking a break? Some people are actually pulling away from some of their friends, and they're just getting some solitude and silence. I love solitude and silence. I love to be alone. I love to breathe. I literally believe in meditation. I believe in what I mean by that. I believe that David talks about meditation in the Psalms. And I believe that if you just sit outside and you take in some deep breaths and you talk to Elohim, the God, our creator, and you begin to allow the God of creation to speak into you and speak life into you and breath into you, he can literally calm your soul. So just take a time out. And then next, identify some solutions. Don't just respond to somebody's problem or somebody's comment. What's the solution, you guys? Be on the solution side. And you might stop and say, have you ever considered this? You're so upset over CRT right now. You're so upset over mask. You're so upset over the vaccine. You're so upset over churches that have opened or churches that have not opened. You're so upset over the school board. You're so upset over what your children are being taught. You're so upset. What's the solution? Start researching, start getting on some good web links, learn, get on the school board if you need to do that, do something, be driven towards solution, not just the problem. Do you know that you're elevating the problem in your anger if you don't have a solution? So get involved in the solution. And then I love this one, and it reminds me of my husband, use humor to release tension. Use humor to release tension. My husband is a 7 on the Enneagram, and everything is a joke to him. And to a 3 on the Enneagram, everything to me is detail, get going, make it happen, work. And he balances me because he makes me laugh. So a lot of times we'll sit down and we'll just watch an old rerun of I Love Lucy or Get Smart or something from the old days that just makes us laugh. We take timeouts and we play cards. We do things that make us laugh. Guys, you need to laugh again. You need to lighten up. This is a time in history, and we will look back on it. But what are you doing with it? Are you allowing it to direct your thoughts and your path and your emotion? Are you enjoying your life? It's your life to live. Live it with humor. And then this one's really good. Practice relaxation, as we said. And for me, that's prayer. I love to get out, and as I said, I meditate, I walk, I talk to God, but I pray. You have to be able to bring your soul and your spirit into a place of relaxation, meditation, and prayer. So guys, during this time, as we conclude our talk today, I hope it's been helpful. I pray that you'll share this. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook. You can find me on my web page. Just check out TammyHotsonPillar.com. Check out my podcast, all of my podcasts. But guys, listen, please share this with someone. It's just a short 15 to 20 minutes. It's something that you can share with other people. But let me ask you right now, what are you doing with your anger? And you may say, well, I'm not quite there yet. Then great. Don't get there. Don't go that far. If you're in frustration or aggravation, stop there. Go through these tips that we just read about from the Mayo Clinic. Breathe, laugh, walk, enjoy your life, and do something for such a time as this for all of us. This is our season to do something. Do not let COVID-19 define you. You define your life. So I love you guys so much. I look forward to next week. We'll talk again about these paradigm shifts we're making. Next week, we're going to talk about fear and how to make a paradigm shift with the spirit of fear. Love you guys so much. Have a great day. God bless.